Ottawa. The employment insurance system is set for another round of pandemic-related changes that came into force on Sunday. Here are a few of the key changes that will apply to new claims for benefits made beginning September 26. Eligibility: A. Applicants need to have worked a minimum number of hours to qualify for benefits. In the past, that number has been about 600 hours, although the number varied in different parts of the country based on local labor market conditions. Many workers have had their hours cut during the pandemic, meaning they may not have worked enough hours to qualify. Over the last year, all new A applicants received a one-time hours top-up to help them qualify, but that disappears on Sunday. In its place will be a uniform requirement to have worked 420 hours. The uniform hours requirement will be in place for 1 year, until September 24, 2022. The government is also requiring a new A medical certificate proving an applicant is sick and can't work to receive A sickness benefits. The requirement was waived temporarily over the last year because of COVID-19. Benefits: the weekly floor on benefits will decline to $300 from $500, in line with the value of payments under the Canada Recovery Benefit that is available for those who don't qualify for A. The weekly floor is planned to apply to claims made between September 26 and November 20. The duration and value of benefits will once again be calculated using regional unemployment rates that were temporarily replaced over the last year by a uniform unemployment rate of 13.1%. A officials will also use simplified rules around severance and vacation pay so claimants should be able to start receiving benefits sooner. The payments can delay the start and value of benefits. However, there will once again be a one-week wait before benefits flow for any new A claims after the waiting period was waived over the last year. Staying the same, anyone with an existing A claim won't see any changes to the value or duration of their benefits with these new rules. As well, seasonal workers in 13 regions will still be eligible for 5 extra weeks of A regular benefits until October 2022. The pilot project provides the extra weeks to seasonal workers who started a claim between August 5, 2018 and this coming October 30, provided they had 3 claims for regular or fishing benefits in the last 5 years, and at least 2 started around the same time of year. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 25, 2021. Jordan Press, The Canadian Press.